Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you for tuning in. Now, we are, some of us are not feeling this heavy energy any longer, but there's little areas that need detoxing, areas that need to be decluttered. And basically is throwing things that no longer serve you, right? And I would say that when I barely started, or when I was in my early stages of my awakening, that is my son, you know, I would have, you know, readers and guides say that, you know, to throw what doesn't serve you. And it would be such a trigger for me because I'm like, oh my God, like, get off. It's like, what? And now that I said it right now, it makes so much sense. And I see it in a whole different light, right? So at this time also, there are some people that are starting to, you know, say, I really do not like how my life is going. And if I do not get an opinion or, you know, get assistance, I'm just gonna make a harsh decision. And so, kudos for all of you that have decided, hey, this is not how I want to live my life anymore, and I'm gonna move forward. I want to make a change, right? And it always starts with awareness, letting you know that there's something there, and acknowledging it, that it's time for a change, right? Now, with this new path that you are going on, it's the path of unknown, right? It's the path that is less taken, right? So it feels uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. It feels at times that you're making every wrong turn. And at times, you're gonna, well, not at times. This path that you're going will feel like a lot of obstacles are coming your way, right? And then you're thinking about, maybe this is not the path that I should be in. But, you know, the fear is something that you have to see it in a different light, right? Because we only know a side of fear, and fear is like, no, I'm not touching it. It's something bad. I don't want to. Or something bad is going to happen. Negative things. It's just best that I just stick with what I know or what I have. And so with one of my guides and one of my motivational coaches, had said that fear is going to show up no matter what, especially if you're going, you know, against the grain, right? But that doesn't mean that you did something bad, that you're going to fail. It just means that you're out of your comfort zone. And I'm like, oh my God, that is like, yeah. How did I not think of that, right? And so I'm seeing it in a different light. And so when I see something, or that I want to do something, and fear comes in, I'm aware that this fear is because I'm getting out of my comfort zone. And then I feel a lot more better to proceed with it. And so I'll tell you like a little story. It's not very long. But, you know, with my awakened path, yes, you know, I started to do oracle cards or tarot cards just to see, you know. And so I do them for myself. I do not really publicize it as much. But if you want one, go ahead and reach out to me. So when I received to do one for a client, when before I would have to be like totally prepared. You know, it had to be like this and like that, and it had to be a certain, like, I had to feel it, right? And I think I was just putting a lot of blockages on my way. And so when this came up, you know, I told myself, you got this. You just take a deep breath and, you know, just keep going, act like normal, right? So, and that's what I did. But I remember, I'm like, oh my God, me. Before, you know, I was so afraid, you know, I do them on myself, but just doing it to other people, you know, just some, like, something about it just gives me, like, ugh. But I would say that I'm more comfortable now of what my energy feels like and how I use my energy and how I exercise, you know, energy medicine. And so the tarot cards are just there. They kind of line up a timeline. It's more of the energetic readings that I love to do. And when, you know, we finished the reading, she was very, very happy. And for myself, I'm very happy. I always tell people that, you know, that my readings are more energetic readings. So I do mine very different. And when it comes to, you know, it brings a lot of positivity. You know, you don't get out of a reading from me and you're like, oh my God, I have a headache, or like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, it gives you confirmation on what is it that you need to do. Like, and that confirmation is your confirmation because you asked, you know, you're needing some kind of second opinion, right? And then you go to somebody that can assist you to clear you, like, okay, yeah, I need clarity. This is the path. And so, we're going and moving forward, right? But let me also tell you that the tarot readings are just kind of a stepping stone. So, like, if you are awakened, right, and you want to, you know, approach life in a holistic approach, you know, there's going to be pebbles that will lead you to your purpose, right? And so it's to be able to be open to everything and to experience, right? To see if this is something that comes naturally to you, or, you know, you don't even know that. I didn't even know that, you know what, that energetic readings, that's like my thing, you know? Let's see. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is that the masculine Now, I do not feel their energy any longer. Like, and if yesterday was just so much, like, pounding on my head. Like, it did not want to leave me. And as much as I, like, tried to remove myself energetically, it would come back, right? And so I think I got some some assistance from the divine, because it was just on my mind. So the thing that I can say is that the masculines have so many things in their mind that it does not let them live life, right? But it's because there is something that they are needing to face, right? Are they believers? I'm not too sure. I think they want to believe, but I believe that they're afraid what others are gonna say. And so that's where we are when it comes to the masculines, right? And as far as the feminines, like, they're moving head on, right? They're getting confirmation that something new is coming in. And, you know, this could be love. But love can come very different, right? But it's to be open, so be excited about this. You know, be able to celebrate when you can celebrate, right? Like, sometimes we sabotage ourselves, right? When we do something good, right? We're like, no, it's time to keep going and keep going. It's like, no, have time for that celebration. You deserve it, right? So that's another thing that I wanted to put out there. Let's see. One of the affirmations that I do want you guys to say is, I explore and I will succeed, right? And so the further that you go in your awakened path, right, it's the journey of self-growth, the journey of empowerment, right, you'll feel a lot lighter, right? And because it, you know, the universe, divine, has such a beautiful way of showing it to you. Now, we might not be able to control the earthquakes, the rain, anything that is natural, but we're able to control how we navigate through all these things, right? And so I tell you, my friends, that I'm glad that you guys are enjoying this episode and that there is so much love out for you guys. And never give up. Don't give up. You know, if you think that, like, hey, I think the energy after this, it's like, damn, like, I'm able to enjoy myself. I'm able to get, you know, Myra back. You know, I'm gonna be just popping. I want to celebrate life. I want to celebrate love. I want to celebrate all the joy that I can. I believe that with this energy, we are definitely, like, removing a lot of skins, right? And we are willing to be vulnerable and willing to be open about love, fresh love and new love. And it's like, yes, you know, paint me. Show me. I am yours, the universe, you know. And so with all that being said, just always be grateful for the spark of light that you experience, that you receive, because these spark of lights are beautiful. They're ecstasy, I would say. All right, my beautiful friends, until next time, namaste.